Day 3. Let your heart be ruled by the peace of Christ. Scripture, Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, John chapter 14, verse 27, and Romans chapter 5, verse 1. As followers of Jesus who possess deep and abiding trust in Him, we're called to let His peace rule in our lives. His peace should govern our hearts. His peace should be the expression of His nature, which overshadows our emotions and cognition. We need to stop deceiving ourselves into believing that our hearts will find the rest we seek anywhere else. I think this is something Paul was trying to help us understand when he penned Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Are you trying to control what you can't control? Are you letting your mind be dominated by what-if scenarios? You will never find peace if you're trying to rule. You will never be at rest if you're convinced you need to do God's job for Him. But our desire for control fights against our yearning for peace. As long as we insist on remaining in control, we won't experience the peace we crave. When the peace of Christ rules in our hearts, we'll be content to trust the Lord's direction and instruction. When the peace of Christ rules in our hearts, we'll demonstrate the kind of humility that invites Him to lead and guide. When the peace of Christ rules in our hearts, we'll be able to go through life in a state of contented appreciation for the work He has already accomplished on our behalf. He makes us capable of and comfortable with living in a kingdom we did not build. One of the greatest blessings God might allow to come into your life is a crisis that brings you to your knees and forces you to admit that you don't have the strength or wisdom necessary to carry your burdens without Him. In that moment, you can continue to try to fight against Jesus, or you can embrace the opportunity He's giving you to submit your heart over to Him. Peace is not found within yourself. You will find peace only at the source, Jesus. Peace will come to you when you welcome Him to reign in your life as the Lord of your heart. Today, I will let my heart be ruled by the peace of Christ and give up my desire for spiritual self-rule.